The personal computer has transformed the way that people communicate and get things done. But the technology has been nothing less than a revolution for people with disabilities.
Control H.
One second, I'm going to go to utility.
Training experts crowd around computers in Boulder, Colorado, as 50 featured speakers take turns explaining how these high-tech machines can be even more useful when the person using them is deaf, blind, or physically disabled. Dean Colby, an organizer of this assistive technology conference, knows the value of those technologies firsthand.
As a person who's in a wheelchair, such as myself, it's important to have these kinds of conferences and get-togethers so people who are providing people like me with the kinds of technologies they need to succeed in the workplace or go to school or whatever, these kind of people can hook up, because the technologies are always evolving.
Colby became paralyzed from the chest down after a car accident in 1993 damaged his spinal cord at C5, which is the fifth neck vertebra. He now has a PhD in communications, and he says computers helped him get it.
If I had been injured in, let's say, 1972 as a C5 quadriplegic, I think the difference between now and then is just enormous. In particular, just communication and then being able to go to school. You need a computer, really, not a Underwood typewriter. The computing technologies have made it so much easier for persons like me to be integrated into society, really.
Voice recognition software allows Colby to speak commands to his computer instead of typing them. Similar programs help people who are deaf by transforming spoken words into closed captioned text. The biggest recent advances address the needs of those who can't see computer screens.
And that's Bravo Kilo.
Bravo Kilo 857.
857.
Juliet Whisk.
Juliet Whisk.
Connection is now connected.
All right, so I now have a VPN connection. All right.
All new menu, utility.
Ann
menu.
Taylor may be blind, but she is a wizard on computers.
I'm director of Access Technology at the National Federation of the Blind, and I have to know everything there is to know about screen access technology.
At this assistive technology conference, she's using a state-of-the-art screen reading program that transforms computer instructions and information into audio. The newest technologies include ways to convert on-screen engineering diagrams into raised relief pages, so the vision-impaired engineering students can trace the printed diagrams with their fingers, like Braille.
And it's a combination of Braille and these tactiles, and that gives her access to the content of the class.
Howard Kramer is the coordinator of this assistive technology conference. He says that providing these special tools can cost time and money, but it's the right thing to do. What's more, the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act require that employers and educational institutions must make reasonable efforts to give people with disabilities the tools they need.
Even if people didn't want to do it because it was too expensive, it's still required by law.
And all this technology is expensive. But Kramer notes that the more widely it's used, the more the price comes down. He points to the voice-activated software that allows someone who's paralyzed to use a computer without having to type.
I can remember when it first came out. It was about 20 years ago. I believe the cost was $20,000. Now, a program like Naturally Speaking, you can buy the mid-level product for about $180.
There have been similar price reductions for screen reading software, as well as tremendous advances in the technologies behind them. Take the program that Federation of the Blind spokesperson Ann Taylor is testing at the conference. It's called JAWS Tandem. It lets two people in different locations listen to the same computerized voice reading the text and instructions on an internet site. She says this will help more experienced users train other people.
This is a key thing here. We don't have enough trainers, enough access technology trainers. So you see a lot of blind people who are familiar with screen access technology, or for that matter, any non-visual access technology, spend some time helping each other out. And this is going to, JAWS Tandem is going to facilitate that tremendously.
While the newest technologies are often the most expensive, Eric Damery with JAWS Tandem says some of their products are available in developing nations at a lower cost. But he cautions that the software is worthless unless users have personal computers and people who can train them to use the machines.
If they had all the screen readers in the world, it wouldn't help them if they didn't have the computers, if they didn't have the connections to the internet, if they didn't have the instruction. So you've got to get people there that can support them and help them do it. There's nothing worse than giving people half a tool so that they still can't do it.
By partnering with groups that supply personal computers and trainers, and by learning from each other, the experts at the Assistive Technology Conference hope to get their special tools to more of the people who need them. For Our World, I'm Shelley Schlender in Boulder, Colorado.